Good day, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, firm support trickled back into the feeder cattle market today, while the rest of the complex remained undirected with light trade seen through all market price moves during the late morning. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. March corn futures about 3 cents lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 96 points higher. NASDAQ up 45 points. Mixed live cattle futures continued to hold as trading ranges remained narrow. The lack of support, though, in beef values and the sluggish cash market activity at the end of this week has left prices undirected. Additional shifts, though, continue to be seen throughout the day, but price moves remained narrow. In feeder cattle, light gains slowly redeveloped today. This was a strong move from the early pressure which developed in the complex. The overall tone of the market, though, remained undirected following previous market pressure in the complex. This could bring about additional softness throughout the entire cattle market through early next week. In grain futures, the Chinese government encouraged buying of the yuan ahead of the Lunar New Year holidays, trying to stem the flow of capital from the country. The weaker greenback didn't give much of a lift to commodities, though gold and crude oil are both a little higher. In corn, the huge 2016 crop should continue to provide plenty of headwinds. Lower acres in 2017, though, could help to turn the tide, but growers should be looking for basis opportunities on old crop, especially in the eastern Midwest. Soybean losses so far are fairly minor as traders eye weather in South America and big supplies here in the U.S. With record yield, soybean costs are down, lifting cash above break-evens, even with the weak basis. Traders, though, making sure that they can afford to sit on the sidelines before holding off on sales. Wheat fundamentals still look limited as the market struggles to break free of narrow trading ranges. January 12th reports, though, could be friendly if seedings fall more than expected. That's a look at all your markets for today. That'll do it for your afternoon wrap-up. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn. Have a great weekend.